Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and welcome to this Monday edition of our program. I hope your Monday's just going beautifully so far. And I'll tell you what, this is going to help you. It's going to help your Monday be even better to listen to what Derek Prince has been teaching us all last week and is going to continue to teach us this week on where to find security. Now, those words, that topic seems rather simple and elemental, especially for those of you who have been Christians for a while. But he's talking about things like how to protect ourselves against fear and worry and how to really have security. Security in God in the midst of a world that is so insecure and so fear and disillusionment inspiring. This week, Derek is going to be teaching us some of the most important topics that we could know. I believe that there's going to be tremendous deliverance and freedom for some of you this week, because Derek's going to be talking about themes like protection against discouragement and depression, protection against criticism and misrepresentation, topics like that. Now, I got to tell you that depression is a huge topic in our society. I mean, one statistic reveals that depressive disorders affect approximately 18.8 million American adults, or about 9.5% of the U.S. population age 18 or older. I mean, that's unbelievable. Depression is a huge issue, and there are so many different types: manic depression, bipolar. I believe that we need to take this seriously, and I believe that the gospel has the answers. And so as you listen today, we'll be praying that you are delivered, that you have truths that transform your life. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us about where to find security.
I'm going to show you the remedy to discouragement and depression. As a preacher, I've learned by asking congregations all around the world, and I've discovered that discouragement and depression are two of the commonest enemies of God's people. Once again, in dealing with discouragement and depression, it's a question of the spirit that controls our mind. I want to read you the words of Jesus in John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. Jesus says to his disciples as he's about to leave them, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." That word counselor has a number of different English translations. It's also translated helper or comforter. And my translation, my favorite one, is encourager, because the word that's translated to comfort really means in modern English to encourage. And want to say one thing very clearly and firmly to you. The Holy Spirit never discourages the people of God. He is the encourager, not the discourager. And if any spirit is at work in your mind, maybe right now, that's discouraging you, I want you to know it's not the Holy Spirit. And you need to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You need to make room for the encourager. Now, Jesus says the Holy Spirit, the encourager, is the Spirit of Truth. So the Holy Spirit encourages us by bringing to us the truth. Satan is a liar, and he discourages us by bringing to us lies. And that's why some Christians find themselves in a state of mental confusion, because at one time they listen to the Holy Spirit bringing the truth, at another time they're caught off guard and they begin to listen to the enemy bringing his lies and his discouragement. One good way to discern the difference is that which I've already pointed out, and I want to emphasize it. The Holy Spirit never discourages the people of God. He may rebuke us, he may convict us, but he never discourages us. The ultimate input from the Holy Spirit is always positive, never negative. So if there is in your mind, maybe right now, some force that's telling you it's no good, you'll never make it, you can't do it, you're a failure, God has given up on you, just let me assure you, that is not the Holy Spirit, and it's not the truth. It's a lie. The Holy Spirit comes with the truth. The devil comes with lies. A little further on in John's Gospel, John 17, verse 17, Jesus is praying to the Father, and he says, "Your word is truth." Put those two together and you see that the Holy Spirit encourages us by bringing to our minds the truth of God's Word. And the truth of God's Word for a child of God is ultimately always positive, always encouraging. In particular, the Holy Spirit shows us where to find protection when we're assailed by discouragement and depression. He shows it to us, of course, in the Word of God. There's one beautiful passage that's very precious to me, and I'll tell you why a little later. In Isaiah 61, verse 3, where the Scripture says that God will give us the garment of praise in place of the spirit of heaviness. Anytime the spirit of heaviness comes, put on the garment of praise. In fact, the real thing to do is live with that garment on, because a person who's always praising God doesn't have time to be discouraged or depressed. In closing my talk today, I want to illustrate the truth that I've been sharing with you out of my own personal experience. That's the truth about defense against discouragement and depression. For many years, when I was a young preacher, I had a tremendous battle against depression. In various ways, I was quite successful, but I never succeeded in dealing with this problem of depression. It was something that would seem to come over me almost like a dark gray mist, and it would seem to enshroud me and come down over my head and my shoulders. It would seem to shut me off from my wife and my family, from the members of my congregation. I would feel I was shut in this gray mist, and I would get this sense of hopelessness, this sense that I would never make it. It was like something was saying to me, others can, but you can't. And you've come as far as you can come, and you'll never get any further. And I struggled against this thing many, many hours. I did everything I knew to do. I prayed. I fasted. I read the Bible. But somehow I never got permanent victory over it. And then one day as I was reading the Bible, and thank God I was reading the Bible, I came to that passage in Isaiah 61 verse 3 that I've already quoted, where it says, God will give us the garment of praise in place of the spirit of heaviness. And when I read those words, the spirit of heaviness, something jumped inside me and said, that's your problem. And I realized in that moment by revelation out of Scripture that I was not dealing with just a mental attitude, with something psychological, but that I had a personal enemy, an invisible person in the spirit world, a spirit of heaviness, of depression, that was systematically assailing my mind. I called upon the name of the Lord, and God set me free from that spirit of heaviness. I was delivered. And then God showed me that to stay free, I had to do those things which I've just been recommending to you, that I had to put on the garment of praise, that I had to stop using negative talk, being a grumbler, expressing fears and worries and anxieties, that I had to turn to the Scripture. And every time I was confronted with a problem, I had to find the solution to that problem in the Scripture and quote that boldly and then praise and thank God for it, that I could no longer afford to be a pessimist, that that was a sure way to defeat. And so I learned to put on the helmet of hope on my mind. And wearing the garment of praise and the helmet of hope, I came to a place of total security against those evil forces of depression and discouragement.
You know, what powerful truths we're hearing from the gospel. And I think for some of us, we're probably a little bit surprised that God has an answer for depression, that God has an answer for discouragement. But you know, the Bible says that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through His precious promises. So we shouldn't be surprised when something as practical and as real and as negative as depression or discouragement has an answer in the gospel. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
As a new believer, you want to know more about the promises found in God's Word. As a seasoned Christian, you want to gain deeper understanding of the mysteries of the Bible. No matter where you are in your journey of a lifetime, Derek's landmark book, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, will quickly move you farther along. Now completely revised and updated, Foundational Truths for Christian Living provides an indispensable foundation for all believers and is a proven and trusted reference tool for counseling, ministry, and sharing your faith. Drawing from over five decades of scripture-based teaching and study in the original Greek and Hebrew, Derek Prince clearly unpacks the foundational truths of the Christian faith. Foundational Truths for Christian Living gives you everything you need to develop a strong, balanced, and power-filled life of faith. Normally $19.95. For a limited time, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can order a copy for only $14.95. a savings of 25%. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive this foundational treasure mined from years of study. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us. Derek is giving us extremely practical truths, extremely practical steps to take, to be delivered, to be set free from things like discouragement and depression. Now he's going to teach us about how to deal with criticism and misrepresentation. Isn't it great to know that the gospel of Jesus Christ has these practical solutions to these real world problems? Let's listen now as Derek teaches us how to have protection against criticism and misrepresentation.
Two are the main enemies of emotional security: criticism and misrepresentation. One of Satan's main weapons against us as God's people is the tongue. His very name in the New Testament, the devil, means the slanderer. And that's his nature. He's the slanderer. He's the accuser. And most often, he uses human tongues against us. He doesn't come there in person, but he secretly, invisibly, takes control of human tongues and turns them against God's people. And he uses them to slander, to accuse, to criticize, to misrepresent. In the Old Testament, we have an example from the career of the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah in chapter 18, verse 18, speaks about what his enemies were saying about him. And sometimes, you know, God helps us by letting us know what our enemies are saying. Sometimes it's good to know the kind of way they're going to attack. And in Jeremiah 18, 18, this is what Jeremiah's enemies said. They said, "Come, let's make plans against Jeremiah. Let's attack him with our tongues." Satan attacks most of the Lord's servants in this way, at one time or another. He attacks God's people with human tongues. How are we to react? What is to be our response? It's very, very important that we respond the way Scripture directs. As a matter of fact, Jesus himself particularly speaks about this problem. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, part of the Sermon on the Mount, he says this: "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me." First of all, we've got to see that it's not a problem, that it's not something to lament over, that it's a blessing. When it's said against us because of Jesus. Now, if it's said against us because of our own errors and faults and wrong conduct, then it isn't necessarily a blessing. But when we are criticized and attacked because of our relationship and our commitment to Jesus Christ and our faithfulness to him, then Jesus says, "Blessed are you." And he goes on in the next verse, "Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." So you see, those enemies of yours are really doing you a favor. They may not realize it. In fact, I'm sure they don't. But actually, they're piling up a reward for you in heaven. Don't try to stop them. Just let them go on, because the longer they go on, the greater your reward in heaven. And Jesus says you're in a very good tradition. He said that's how they treated the prophets before you. That's how they're going to treat you. That's how they treated Jeremiah. I read you that example. They said, "Come and let's make plans against Jeremiah. Let's attack him with our tongues." So when people attack you with your tongues because of your relationship with the Lord, you're in the tradition of the prophets. Rejoice and be very glad. You're going to earn a great reward in heaven. Well, that's the first protection. It's the right reaction. And then we need to remember that when we're in Christ, and you remember that's the secret place, hidden with Christ in God. We spoke about that earlier in this week. The hidden place is the place in Christ, where Paul speaks of in Colossians, you died, your life is hidden with Christ in God. Well, when we're hidden in Christ, we're covered by his righteousness. That's the most beautiful thought, if you can only grasp it. In Isaiah, he says that the Lord gives us a garment of salvation and then a robe of righteousness. One of the translations says he wraps us around with a robe of righteousness. So once we enter into God's salvation, we also have a robe of righteousness, not our own righteousness, but Christ's righteousness received by faith. And we're totally covered with that righteousness of Christ. All the weak points in our character and conduct are covered by that robe. This is what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him, that's Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him, Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God. You see, in him, it's all dependent on that relationship with Jesus. When we're in him, we're in the secret place. When we're in the secret place, then we are covered by the righteousness of God in Christ. So when people are criticizing and attacking us on the basis of our relationship to Jesus, they're not criticizing our righteousness. They're criticizing Christ's righteousness. We're protected. We don't have to stand on our own righteousness. We don't have to answer for ourselves. Because when they attack the righteousness of Jesus that wraps us around, then God the Father moves in and deals with them. This is clearly stated in the prophet Isaiah. In Isaiah 54, verse 17, listen to this beautiful promise. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. That promise is given because we're going to need it. Weapons will be forged against us. Tongues will accuse us. If there's a promise given, there's going to be a need for the promise. So don't be discouraged. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. Then the prophet goes on, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. When people attack God's righteousness, it's God who vindicates. The alternative translation for vindication there is righteousness. Their righteousness is from me, saith the Lord. That's why no weapon forged against us will prevail, and we can refute every tongue that criticizes and attacks us, because we're not facing them in our own righteousness, but we're hidden in the secret place in Christ, and we're wrapped around with the robe of his righteousness. So you see, when we're attacked by people's tongues, when we face criticism and misrepresentation, this is really a blessing in disguise, because it drives us once again into the secret place, the place of total security.
You know, one of the most painful experiences of life is to have someone criticize us, have someone judge us, have someone verbally attack us, or to describe us in very negative terms. It's one of the most bruising things of life, and yet we can be free of it, and we cannot let the rest of our lives be shaped by its good news of the gospel of Jesus. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
As a new believer, you want to know more about the promises found in God's Word. As a seasoned Christian, you want to gain deeper understanding of the mysteries of the Bible. No matter where you are in your journey of a lifetime, Derek's landmark book, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, will quickly move you farther along. Now completely revised and updated, Foundational Truths for Christian Living provides an indispensable foundation for all believers and is a proven and trusted reference tool for counseling, ministry, and sharing your faith. Drawing from over five decades of scripture-based teaching and study in the original Greek and Hebrew, Derek Prince clearly unpacks the foundational truths of the Christian faith. Foundational Truths for Christian Living gives you everything you need to develop a strong, balanced, and power-filled life of faith. Normally $19.95, for a limited time, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can order a copy for only $14.95, a savings of 25%. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive this foundational treasure mined from years of study. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad that you're with me today. As we're learning from Derek Prince how to deal with criticism, how to deal with misrepresentation, how to deal with those verbal assaults that attempt to damage and deform our lives. Derek's teaching us about the secret place, about how to deal with these things redemptively so that we acquire an award in heaven, rewards in heaven, but that we also walk them out on earth in a way that changed lives. Let's listen as Derek gives us these practical keys.
Listen to what David says in Psalm 31, verse 20, about this secret place. He shows us that there's protection there from all the attacks of the tongue as well. He says, and he's speaking of the relationship of the Lord to his servants, "Thou dost hide them in the secret place of thy presence from the conspiracies of man. Thou dost keep them secretly in a shelter from the strife of tongues." Those are the very things that we're speaking about. Human conspiracies against us. Attacks of people's tongues. And David says the remedy is the same. It's the same as in Psalm 91. The same word is used. The secret place of God's presence. It's the same word as the secret place of the Most High. But it's again the hidden place. Thou dost hide them in the secret place of thy presence, from the conspiracies of man. Thou dost keep them secretly in a shelter from the strife of tongues. Notice the emphasis on being hidden and being secret. That means to say we must not expose ourselves. We must take refuge in Christ's righteousness. The moment we begin to expose ourselves, the moment we begin to fight back with the same weapons that the enemy uses, the moment we try to justify ourselves, that very phrase, to justify ourselves, indicates that now we're not hidden in Christ's righteousness. We're trying to come against them with their own weapons and meet them on their own ground. And in doing so, without realizing it, we've moved out of the secret place and we've lost our cover and our protection. So the remedy for criticism and misrepresentation is to stay hidden in the secret place, covered with the robe of Christ's righteousness, not to meet people in our own righteousness. Let me say in closing about all these pressures that we've been speaking about fear and worry, discouragement and depression, criticism and misrepresentation. We're going to encounter them all, but it's important that you learn to react to them the right way. Let them do you good. Let them serve God's purposes in your life. Every time you encounter them, let them drive you back into the secret place. That's why God allows them to come, because he wants to bring us to a place where we're dwelling in that secret place of the Most High.
I want to remind you of something that Derek has said to us today. He said that when he was a young man in ministry, that he dealt with great depression, that it was something that came over him like a dark gray mist that would enshroud him and be like pressure on his head and his shoulders. It would shut him off from his wife and his family and sometimes his congregation. He would feel this sense of hopelessness. Now, I'm reading his description to you because one of the things that happens when it comes to depression is that people think they're alone. You know, church is such a happy place. People are so upbeat. Every time you go to a Bible study or a prayer meeting, people are upbeat. They kind of gear up emotionally, and it's easy to gain the view that everybody in the world, every Christian, is just happy time and just upbeat and just Pollyanna-ish. And, you know, the reality is that all of us in some way deal with those dark nights of the soul. All of us feel what Derek has felt, and some of us are particularly beset. There is an answer. There is a solution, and it's in the gospel of Jesus. And I'm so thankful that Derek Prince had the courage to teach these truths and to tell us his own story, his own battle. Listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment to order your copy of Derek's landmark work, Foundational Truths for Christian Living. Available for a limited time for only $14.95. Simply call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a moment to call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Foundational Truths for Christian Living securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org.